This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A bipartisan bill to try to put guardrails on how law enforcement use license plate reader cameras moved ahead in the state Senate. The move happened over the objections of law enforcement groups, cities, and Colorado's district attorneys. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The bill would require law enforcement to delete Flock camera data after 30 days, unless there's an ongoing investigation. It would also require a warrant to access data in many cases. The bill also puts more restrictions on data sharing with law enforcement in other states and federal agencies. Sheriffs and police and all of Colorado's prosecutors say it's too restrictive and doesn't reflect realistic timelines for investigations and will make it harder to solve crimes. Backers say it's about being pro-constitution and pro-privacy, and they don't want mass surveillance. It next heads to the Senate Appropriations Committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's congressional Democrats are asking federal officials to abandon plans for a new immigration detention facility in Weld County. Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett and Representative Brittany Patterson all signed a letter yesterday to the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Colorado's delegates say they oppose expanding ICE detention in Colorado. The letter cites documents obtained by ACLU Colorado in January showing federal interest in reviving the Hudson Correctional Facility for ICE use. The letter asked for a federal response by March 13th. This is CPR News.